fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday, the 30th day of June, year of our Lord 2021. Welcome to the John Moore Show. If you want to volunteer to do the pledge, just send me an email. Our volunteer this morning is Deputy Brent Hendricks. And so everybody stand. Gentlemen, remove your hats. Right hand over the heart. Turned over to you, Deputy.
Good morning, John and Chance. And everyone out there, please join me as I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Hendricks. Well done.
Let me say real quick, if you don't mind, John.
Please.
Before I go, I want to wish the nation and you and everyone else out there a wonderful Independence Day celebration on the 4th. We also practice situational awareness, as we all know things are happening all over. And I want everyone to be careful out there, but have a happy time as well. And it's not that hard to do both. And with that, I'll say God bless you, and thanks for all that you do as always. And, of course, Kudzu is king. And one last thing, I'll talk to you next month. Take care, John.
Okay, it will be next month, tomorrow. Okay, thank you, Hendricks. All right, the prepper tip of the day is to work on your spiritual preparedness, work on your physical fitness. They're both very, very important. And if you don't understand that now, I think you will before this year is over, which is almost exactly 6 months away. This year will be over. We have Patient Wayne in the green room, my friend Chance. Chance is a proprietor of Simply Clean Foods, which is one of my advertisers. And all the food that they have is non-GMO. Much of it is organic. It's packed in very nice resealable bags, so you don't need to consume all of it at once when you open it up. And we'll be talking about the events of the day. And we only got Chance for about 15 minutes because you got a film crew coming in. Good morning, Chance.
Good morning, John. Thank you for having me on today. It's always a pleasure, always wonderful to be on the show.
Well, good to have you, sir. And so you've hired a professional film crew to come in and help you put together a professionally shot and edited video to help people understand the wonderful products that you have to offer. And Well, Chance, we're halfway through the year here. In 6 months, it'll be the 1st of January. And, of course, we're at the beginning of summer. And the people that you and I know and love and trust are saying some very serious things about what's coming the next 90 days, aren't they, sir?
They are, and it has been quite an interesting year up to this point. I can only imagine what the next year is going to bring, 2021 into 2022. But that's what we're here for, John, is to talk about this and to help people prepare both mentally and spiritually for things to come. And it's by taking these measures and taking this advice that, you know, you're going to be able to keep your family safe, keep your family fed, and make certain arrangements in case something does go wrong, John.
Absolutely. Well, we got some, I guess we'd call this breaking news. This is posted yesterday at naturalnews.com, Mike Adams' website. The patent for the COVID-19 virus was filed January 23rd, 2017. The patent was granted dated November 20th, 2018. So that should dispel any previously held beliefs that this was something that occurred in nature, that it was in fact a laboratory created biological weapon, that Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation filed the patent application January 23rd, 2017. That's pretty much what we need to know, to that the virus was a man-made biological weapon. I wouldn't be surprised if the vaccines had been applied for, patents for the vaccines were applied for long before we knew they ever existed. I was saying a year ago, more than a year ago, Chance, that these vaccines are already in refrigerators waiting to be distributed. I may be proven wrong, but there's no doubt whatsoever that the Chinese flu, the COVID-19, is a man-made biological weapon. The patent was applied for January 23rd, 2017. The patent was granted for approval November 20th, 2018. And we're in the middle of something that was set up as a biological weapon to harm us, weren't we, Chance?
Well, and this is the second time I've heard this information, John. Now, that is considered a WMD, weapon of mass destruction. And could that not be, John, and also an act of war against, the United States and others?
Well, first of all, it's a violation of international law to create a biological weapon in the first place. That's a violation of the law itself. Releasing the weapon is a second violation. And everybody connected to it is complicit in a criminal conspiracy, from the people who were the parking lot attendants at Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation to Bill and Melinda Gates themselves. Everybody is complicit as a war criminal. We, you know, the last half century, more than half a century, the last 75 years, we've prosecuted German guards at these concentration camps, men who stood there and did their duty as a guard at these concentration camps, had no involvement with administration, no involvement with actually killing people, no involvement with planning it. They were just standing there guarding the place. Very low-level people, extremely low-level, which tells me that if you commit a war crime, even low-level people can and should be prosecuted, which has happened now for 75 years. We got a call here. I want to take this call because it may have something to do with you, Chance. And we got a call from Israel. We got Angie in Israel. Good morning, Angie.
Hi, John. Thanks for taking my call. I want to ask you, I'm in Israel right now, and my daughter and I want to come to the States. I'm calling about that PCP test that we're going to have to take. What exactly, I'm afraid that, I just hate to come back because we have to take this test. We're not going to get the shot. But what, you know, the nanobots or whatever that's in those tests, I mean, how can you get it out? Because I don't see any way of us coming back without getting that test.
Well, I do. Well, I don't know. I take that back. I'm not sure I do. I wouldn't take the test myself. Well, first of all, if you want to get a sample of what's inside your nasal passage, you don't need to put a 4-inch Q-tip up by your brain. The mucous membrane is the same all the way up. It doesn't need to be done. The PCR test itself is flawed. The man who developed the PCR test said it was never meant to be used for what it's being used for. If you've been near somebody with a common cold in the last week, even mm-hmm. if you didn't get the common cold yourself, that's another coronavirus, you'll show positive in a PCR test because any the tiniest little particle of a coronavirus will be magnified to the point where it shows up positive. So are you, Angie, are you an American citizen or Israeli citizen?
Well, I'm an American citizen, but my family have lived in Israel for 6 years now.
Okay. Well, Israel has one of the highest rates of getting the COVID shot to begin with. Apparently,
they're so proud. They are so proud, you know, that, oh, I got my shot, like it's something good, like they have just won the lottery.
Right, right. Well, you can put that on their gravestone in 6 months to 36 months. I'm so proud. You know,
Angie, well, if I may, John, if I may,
go ahead,
Angie. There is a possibility, like John said, that if you test positive, not only you're going to have to, you know, deal with not being able to travel, but they could put you into quarantine, and that's going to cause, of course, a lot of issues, right? Things that you're not maybe prepared for. So just consider that possibility before you take that test. They could put you into a quarantine for a couple weeks at least.
Is that once I get back in the States they'll put me in quarantine?
It depends on where you take the test. Do you take the test before you get on the plane or when you get off in the States?
Right now you have to take the test here in Israel and go before you board the plane, like 3 or 4 hours before.
Okay. Well,
I'm just wondering, should I get some kind of spray and flush it out after they do the test? I don't know. I just don't want to take this test.
Understood. Maybe you can get talk to a medical doctor, see if there's some kind of medical exemption you can get. I don't know what it would be, but maybe your doctor can say, oh, she can't take it because she'll go hysterical or something. I don't know what it would be. You would have a panic attack. My patient will get a panic attack if she has to take the PCR test. Now, be creative. Talk to a medical doctor.
I'm having a panic attack over this.
We'll talk to your medical doctor. Maybe you can get some kind of medical exemption. There has to be a way out of this. I don't know what it would be offhand.
Okay, then. Well, thank you so much.
Alternative may be to take a private flight, a non-commercial flight. If you can do that, that may be a way around it.
A non-commercial flight? I don't even know how to go about that here.
Well, if you go to the airport, they'll let you know real quick how to fly a non-commercial aircraft. It would be expensive. It would be expensive, but it may save your life.
Oh, okay, then. Well, thank you so much, and I appreciate you taking my call.
Okay. You're welcome, Angie. Best of luck to you, my dear. Oh, Chance. She's really stuck, isn't she?
Yeah, but you gave her some good advice, right? If she can afford it, you know, hop on a jet, you know, Learjet or something like that, a private transportation, so she can avoid that. You're right, could absolutely save her life. Hey, John, I'm just about out of time, so just a few little notes here.
Real quick.
For your listeners, if you are a veteran and you are in need, I'd like you to give us a call at 512-483-4178. If you're in need of food, if you're in need of supplies, if you're in need of a little fellowship and talking to another brother that served, that's what we're here for. Please give us a call at 512-483-4178, 512-483-4178. We are still looking for distributors. We have had quite a few reach out to us. So if you would like to earn a little extra income and you have tried our food, please give me a call at that same number, 512-483-4178. We'd be proud to bring you on board if you're as passionate as we are about preparing. And then just a last little note here. Listen, please, folks, for those that have purchased the Liberty Pack, myself and John, I'm sure, included, want to thank you for supporting John's on-air efforts. That's an amazing pack. We still have quite a few in stock. Feel free to go to our website, simplycleanfoods.net, simplycleanfoods.net, and check out the Liberty Pack. Make sure that you use the code LIBERTYMAN. That's how we know, you know, who you are, and you'll receive a little discount at the same time.
Absolutely. And if you don't have internet access, just give them a call at 737-400-2066. I say again, 737-400-2066. Go take care of your film crew there and have fun with it.
I'm excited. Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. Thank you, Julie.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Chance. All right. Well, we're going to have open lines here. Call numbers 512-248-8252. The article at Natural News is, that should be major headline in every newspaper in the United States, quite frankly. That's how important that is. Major headlines in every newspaper in the United States of America. Let me see if I can go back to that here. Somebody sent me it by email. I'm trying to find it on Mike's website real quick. Okay, well, I'm not seeing it. I'll have to go back to email. And patent application in 2017 by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Patent granted in 2018. We started hearing about the first rumors of something going on in China the fall of 2019. The first rumors, the first stories. It really got going, of course, around January, February. Here we go. Natural News. Mike Adams. Published Tuesday the 29th. Written by Ethan Huff. There's a photo of Bill Gates holding a microphone. In my work as a homicide detective, this is I would get certified copies of the patent application from the patent office, certified copies of the patent being granted from the patent office. Those certified copies issued by the custodian of documents at the United States Patent Office would then become evidence to be presented in court. Irrefutable evidence. Evidence that the lawyer defending the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation would not want to see presented to a jury. If you haven't guessed already, I've done this kind of thing dozens of times. I'm very good at it. I walk in the door of the U.S. Patent Office with a subpoena. A subpoena would be requesting from the custodian of documents at the United States Patent Office certified copies of the patent application from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation for the Wuhan virus and certified copies of the patent granted to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And they either prepare them for me on the spot, which might be a doable, or I would pay for them and have them sent to the law office. Yeah, I've done this a few times. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Here. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC, 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 30th of June. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. There's a very special sale going on right now until midnight, the 5th of July. That's Monday the 5th. And if you want to participate in it, well, you need to go to my website at libertyman.com and scroll down to the EMP Shield panel and get the details. You'll be very glad you did. Okay. The headline of every newspaper in the United States should have this story. It should. Now, I was speaking in some generalities a moment ago, but we'll get down to some specifics here. The patent was actually assigned not to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, but to the Pirbright Institute, as P-I-R Bright Institute, funded by the Wellcome Trust, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and the European Union. So that's a British outfit, the Pirbright Institute. As I was saying before the break, I've done this in trial preparation, and that's what Sam Andrews' lawyers are going through right now, is trial preparation, and they're probably doing some similar things. Going to the courthouse there in Lebanon, Missouri, and getting certified copies of various documents to be presented in court before the jury, and it will be a jury trial, I'm sure. This is how it's done. This is how you get evidence that is what we call clear and convincing, evidence that can't be refuted. A certified copy of a document from a place like the U.S. Patent Office is prima facie evidence, evidence that is unassailable, evidence that can't be disputed. And I don't know who's trying to file lawsuits or has filed lawsuits or will file lawsuits concerning the Wuhan Chinese virus, but somebody needs to. Someone needs to, if it's not being done already. Now that I think about it just a moment, there are some groups of doctors and lawyers both that are suing various entities about the Wuhan flu, the Chinese virus. This is the kind of thing that will show up as evidence in these court proceedings. Of course, we're talking years. Complex litigation of this type goes on for years. We don't have years, ladies and gentlemen. We don't have years. This has been going on now for a year and a half. The past 18 months have changed our world in so many adverse ways. There's a few benefits. A lot less children dying because they weren't getting their vaccinations. Maybe there's some other benefits. That's the only one that comes to mind. We don't have years to wait for litigation to prevail, which, if the courts are fair and impartial, people filing lawsuits against the Purbright Institute, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the Wellcome Trust, they're going to prevail. Of course they will. But we don't have years. People are lining up. You heard, Angie. It's the same thing in Israel. People act like they've won a contest or won the lottery when they accept the COVID vaccinations. They're proud of it. They're happy about it. They want to tell the world what a wonderful thing they've done to accept the kill shot, to have a biological weapon injected into their arm. We don't have years. I talk about this a lot. You need to educate yourself. Why? You don't need convincing, right? Most of you listening to me don't need convincing. We had a gentleman, it's been about 3 months ago, he was trying to find the safest coronavirus vaccination. And we tried to tell him that none of them were safe. I don't know if we were successful. I don't know. But you need to educate yourself so you in turn can possibly save a life, maybe two lives. Now, I've saved some lives in my career. I have, in various ways. And it's very satisfying, at least for me, very satisfying, very gratifying to do so. And I would love to see many of you do the same thing. It's going to be an uphill battle. The majority of people you talk to have already made their minds up that they're going to get the coronavirus vaccine or not. And the odds of you convincing them otherwise that they shouldn't get it are pretty slim, but make the effort at least. You can sleep well at night knowing that you attempted to warn your parents, attempted to warn your siblings, attempted to warn your children not to get the COVID shot. And if they do, that's their choice. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-6522.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Xtendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Xtendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Xtendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Xtendivite may just be for you. Xtendivite is an all-natural supplement. Xtendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Xtendivite.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 30th day of June, the last day of June. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Yes, the coronavirus information on vaccines and the coronavirus itself is at my website. Just scroll down the right side, you'll see panel one, and I think we're up to, about 9 panels now full of dozens of articles and videos by scientists and doctors. Educate yourself. If you want to make a donation to help Freedom Fair USA, they're in trial preparation. The attorneys need their money. They deserve to be paid for their efforts. It's expensive. There's a PayPal link to do that. And, of course, we have a sale on energy cleaners. A 4th of July sale. Almost said Memorial Day, didn't I? A 4th of July sale. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. That's in effect until midnight, Monday the 5th. When you place your order, you pay full price. I'm not going to change my automated system for a sale that lasts a few days. My order takers won't have a clue what you're talking about. Don't bother asking them or bugging them. They won't know what you're talking about. Just go ahead and place your order. I refund the difference manually. And you get yourself an energy cleaner, $25 off. Mattress pad, 25% off. The toll-free hour line, 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. When I scan the news every morning, and I'm sure many of you do the same thing, I'm up at 4 a.m., and it takes me a few minutes to put some water in my face, do my exercises, and I'm typically scanning the news by about 15 after. And this is the kind of thing I look for. There's lots of news out there. Lots of news. But this particular article posted at naturalnews.com, Mike Adams' website, naturalnews.com, published yesterday. Here's the title of the article. Patent document shows that DARPA built COVID with the help of Bill Gates and the World Health Organization. So, one of the guys who is real big in this whole story, let's see what his name is here. Brian Charleston. He's he's listed as a Wellcome Trust scholar, postdoctoral fellow, helped provide advice and expertise on the design of infectious disease challenge models for a wide range of pathogens in important agricultural species. One of his specific assigned tasks is to develop novel vaccines. Of course, if they were working on the flu virus to get a patent way back when, in 2017, most likely they're working on the vaccine at the same time, because that's the real goal. The Chinese flu, the Wuhan COVID-19 virus, was just a vehicle, a way to get to where they wanted to get to. Where do they want to get to? The vaccines. That was the real goal. That was the real goal. That is the real goal. Now we're hearing about this quote-unquote Delta variation. What do you want to bet they're going to have people to take another vaccination because of the Delta variation? Or you need a booster shot now because of Delta. Or either that, they're going to have a whole new vaccine, which is probably already in the refrigerators, by the way. I'm even reading about people getting one shot of Pfizer and another shot of Moderna COVID-19 vaccines. Insanity on top of insanity. I keep going back to Dr. Mike Yadin. As I like to say, you look at Mike Yadin, you look at his photograph, and you would not mistake him for a Montana rancher. This is obviously a man who spent most of his adult life indoors. Nothing wrong with that. Not very healthy. To become a vice president at Pfizer, to become the director of medical research at Pfizer, is pretty amazing. It's a very small group of men and women worldwide who have achieved that kind of status in that area of expertise. Yeah, he has the credentials. He does have the credentials that when he speaks about this matter, you'd be foolish not to pay attention. Absolutely foolish. And something came to mind I need to remind people. We do have a John Moore radio show meetup tomorrow evening at the Benton Square Restaurant at 5 p.m. They're in Rolla, Missouri. And I hope to see a lot of you there. It'll be a lot of fun. So, per Bright Professor Brian Charleston, assigned to develop novel vaccines. Of course they did it. They're not going to forget. They're not going to delay developing what they really want. Well, everything's got to be planned, carefully planned, orchestrated, well in advance. They're not going to develop the COVID-19 virus and then wait to make the vaccine, to create the vaccine. No, of course not. That would be foolish. These are, you know, these people may be satanic, they may be evil, but they're not stupid. They're very bright men and women, very well educated, high IQ men and women, even though they are evil and satanic. Though this was planned years in advance. I was just watching a news commentator this morning talking about a Rockefeller document published in 2010 talking about what's going on right now with a pandemic, a worldwide pandemic, which is not a pandemic, by the way. What we've been suffering through the past 18 months is not a pandemic. It's a make-believe pandemic drummed up by the media to make it sound oh so bad, oh so horrible. All people tell me that, oh, I know somebody who died. Well, you know, they probably would have died from the normal flu anyway, unfortunately. Almost everyone who died had what's called underlying health conditions, comorbidities is what they're called. They were already at risk from any illness, including the regular seasonal flu. They were already at extreme risk because their comorbidities. Well, I have no doubt that the lawyers and the doctors who are suing about the COVID-19 are elated to have this information about the coronavirus having a patent issued in 2018, a patent applied for in 2017. I would be, if I was part of that team legal team, I would just be happy as could be to have that kind of evidence. They'll probably be successful. It will be an interesting historical fact for future people in the future to look back and see what happened. What's in our face, however, is not consequence of this lawsuit. What's in our face is our friends and family dying because they got the COVID shot. That's what's in our face. And I believe that make-believe President Joe Biden promised a 70% vaccination rate by this coming Sunday, the 4th of July. That's not going to be reached. What we are seeing is that the Socialists, Communists, Democrats, Muslims are the ones who are getting most of the COVID shots, while the conservative patriots are getting far less of the shots. I know among my neighbors out here, where I live, very few have elected to get the shots. We got a couple of liberal, progressive-type people. They got the shots. One of them is dead already. The nationally known guitarist, Rusty Young, who was one of the founding members of the nationally known band Poco, he got the COVID shot in a drive-through facility, him and his wife, and he was dead 33 days later. How about that? How about that? His death was ruled officially a heart attack, but in the absence of an autopsy, which of course wasn't done, you can't tell the difference between a blood clot killing you and a heart attack killing you. Both of them make your heart stop, don't they? A friend of mine, her and her husband, have a funeral home business, and she's telling me that a century ago, almost all the death certificates simply said, heart stopped. That was pretty to the point, wasn't it? Heart stopped. If you want to help your friends, your loved ones, not have a death certificate because of the COVID vaccination, educate yourself. Become very aware of all these matters so you can hopefully convince somebody who hasn't got the COVID shot not to get it. I hope you can. I hope you can save a life or two. What people are doing to themselves, there have been a number of documented cases where people were making fun of the anti-vaxxers, got the shot, and they were dead in a day or two. I guess the last laugh was on them, wasn't it? I don't personally know people who've had adverse reactions. I know people who know people that have had the adverse reactions. I don't personally know anybody who's had an adverse reaction. I tend not to associate with progressives and liberal socialists, communists, Democrats, Muslims. There are some interactions I have with them, and they're very pleasant and fun people to be around. I don't want to see them harmed. They don't deserve that. Out of their ignorance, however, that's what they're going to get. They're going to become totally disabled or dead. That's where that's headed. We are at war, ladies and gentlemen, right now. Now, I've got to do some confirmation on some things. I'm not going to talk about until I get some confirmation that I was talking to a very dear friend of mine last night on the telephone. What he tells me is true, and I don't doubt it, but I want independent confirmation that things are a lot farther advanced than I thought they were. Much more farther advanced. We need to be paying attention to what Donald Trump is doing and saying also. He had a really big rally a few days ago. I think it was in Ohio, if I'm not mistaken. He loves these rallies. The people love him. Is Donald Trump perfect? No, of course not. He's a man. He's a man. Of course he's not perfect. Does he do everything I would like to see him do? No. Has he done things I don't care for? Yes, of course he has. What's the alternative? What is the alternative? Governor DeSantis in Florida is looking like a promising candidate. Senator Rand Paul, another promising candidate to be president of the United States. They have their faults also. But compared to what else is out there, both those men are looking pretty good to me. Will President Trump be back in office? I don't know. People that I respect, one of whom I know personally, Sidney Powell. I spent an hour with Sidney Powell face-to-face in Dallas at a conference, one-on-one. She is one of the most brilliant women I've ever met. This woman has won more Supreme Court cases than any person, any attorney ever has. She says President Trump will be back in office. Mike Lindell, the CEO of MyPillow, same thing. Steve Bannon, who was part of the Trump administration, says the same thing. President Trump will be back in office sometime around Labor Day. Powers that be want that. No, they want something that will cause maximum chaos in this country, and that without a doubt would do it. That's why I thought, well, how can we get a 9-0 Supreme Court decision? Well, that's how. We got four or five justices who vote their conscience and according to their oath of office, and we got four or five justices who will do what they're told to do, like Justice Roberts, who we believe is a controlled person. That's how they're going to get a 9-0 decision to overturn the election. Once the fraud has been proven, and I believe it's supposed to be proven in Arizona any day now, then we go on to prove the fraud in Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, maybe a couple of other states, showing that the Electoral College vote was improper and wrong. That's what's going to happen. And the powers that be want it to happen. That's why it's going to happen, is because the powers that be want it to happen. That was probably the plan all along, was to have that take place. So what do we got now? Before Labor Day, 8 weeks or so? About 8 weeks, 8 or 9? What can you do in 8 weeks that you haven't done already? If you're living in a blue city, you need to get out. If you live in a blue city, it's in a blue state, you really need to get out. What's the difference? Well, if you're in a blue city, it's in a red state. the governor will activate the National Guard and stop the rioting rather quickly. That's my state. In Missouri is a red state, a very red state. We got a couple of blue cities. We got Kansas City, St. Louis, to a certain extent, Springfield, Columbia, Missouri, rather not a really big town, except when school's in session. No, the former sheriff, the governor of the state of Missouri, he'll put the National Guard in the streets in a heartbeat if it means saving life and property. Of course, he'll do that. But the blue cities are in blue states. No, that's not going to happen. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back here, or more here, on Wednesday, the last day of June, June the 30th. The year's half over. Very disturbing, very important news that the COVID-19 virus had a patent application in 2017, a patent granted in 2018. How much more clear and convincing can it be that this was a intentionally created biological weapon? Clear violation of international law, by the way. There's all kinds of treaties that have been signed by the major countries not to engage in fabricating biological weapons, which the signers routinely violate. An excellent book that gives some back historical background on biological weapons is titled Biohazard by Ken Allebeck. Simple one-word title, Biohazard by Ken Allebeck. He was a high-level scientist working in the Russian biological warfare program for decades, won all kinds of awards, and exposures to biological and chemical weapons have really messed him up physically. His health is really a disaster. And it looks like we got a caller on hold here. We got Glenn in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. You talk about this notion of Trump being put back in office and that this leading to chaos. I'm wondering if I were in his shoes, if I were President Trump, would I be inclined to decline the offer? Because it could well be the case that those who are against him could decide to go to Plan B if this were reversed. And I don't think I'd like Plan B too much.
What do you think Plan B looks like, Glenn?
Well, it would involve caissons rolling along, a caisson rolling along down Pennsylvania Avenue.
Right. Well, the caisson is where the ammunition is kept for the cannons.
As the caissons go rolling along, isn't that also the cart on which the casket is placed?
Yeah, they put the casket on there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Glenn, it would be a tough place to be. To save the republic, I don't know if that's the goal of the president, because I don't know the president or what's in his heart, what's in his mind. But saving the republic would be my goal if I was in that position. I would mourn the loss of innocent life. On one hand, on the other, if lives are lost due to the actions of others, that would be an unfortunate circumstance.
Right. I still have to weigh into what you think God wants you to do. You know,
absolutely.
If it's God's will, you might go in ahead anyway.
Glenn, thank you for your call. Top of the hour break. We'll be back with Professor McCanny. Stay tuned.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.